Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, October 14th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, our technology guru, Rick Miller. Birthdays, 34th President of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower, born on this day in Denison, Texas in 1890. Actor Roger Moore of the James Bond films, 86 today. Fashion designer Ralph Lauren, 74. And pop singer Usher is 35 today. Quite a day in history. On October 14th, 1912, former President Theodore Roosevelt, running for president again on the Bull Moose ticket, was shot in Milwaukee. But he goes on to give a speech while the bullet is still lodged in his chest. This is rare audio of another speech by T.R.
The great fundamental issue now before our people can be stated quickly. It is, are the American people fit to govern themselves, to rule themselves, to control themselves? I believe they are. My opponents do not.
On this day in 1947, test pilot Chuck Yeager breaks the sound barrier.
In October 1947, at Muroc Desert Test Center in California, history is made by this aircraft, the XS-1, and its pilot, Captain Charles E. Yeager. This airplane and this pilot are about to be the first ever to fly faster than the speed of sound in level flight.
On October 14th, 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis began. UN Ambassador Adlai Stevenson presented evidence of Soviet nuclear-armed missiles in Cuba.
The United States' answer to what Adlai Stevenson termed Soviet blackmail in Cuba was a quarantine of all offensive weapons being shipped from Russia to that island fortress. The U.S. threw up a steel fence, prepared to stop any vessel carrying materials of war.
In 1964, on this day, Martin Luther King Jr. earns the Nobel Peace Prize. Number one on the charts on this day in 1957, the Everly Brothers and Wake Up Little Susie.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock and we're...
On the KETR events calendar, the Commerce Public Library's annual book sale is now in progress. Books are completely changed out every 2 weeks. Look for new books on Mondays. The library is located at 1210 Park Street in downtown Commerce. The annual Commerce Public Library book sale now underway. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Rick Miller. Rick is our technology guru, and he's going to be talking with us about the Samsung Galaxy, the Samsung Galaxy S4, which Rick is advertised as, quote, the next big thing. So is that hype? Is that something that it's going to have a hard time living up to?
Well, it's Samsung's next big thing, and I got to play with one yesterday. One of our friends bought one because they had broken their other smartphone, shattered the glass in it, and went out and bought this one. And I got to play with it extensively yesterday, and I'm impressed. It has some features in there. Just a disclosure here, I'm an iPhone guy, have always been an iPhone guy, but this gives me phone envy. Because it does some things, John Mark, that just blow my mind. You know, most people are not using their phones to talk on. They're using them as cameras. And you've seen that one that has the big 41 megapixel that puts you on the front row. Well, let me tell you, this Samsung Galaxy S4 does some incredible things. It does a picture-in-picture. So you could sit there and put yourself in front of a stadium, and when you make the video, it shows you standing in front of the stadium. Hi, this is John Mark Dempsey at Memorial Stadium at Texas A&M University, and they would see you and what's going on at the stadium. Not only will it do that, but whatever you videotape, you could do it in slow motion or regular motion and edit it without any extra software right there on the phone. It's not a green screen type thing. I think the camera picks up you facing the phone, and then the rear camera picks up what you're looking at. So you would be like talking about something that's going on in the field, and they would see you like a picture in picture.
I see.
Yeah. And so, but that right there is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the other thing with the picture in picture technology that they have is it leads to an amazing feature. Some phones run two apps at the same time. This one puts two apps on the screen at a time so that you could be playing Candy Crush while you're also watching highlights from a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you'd really want to do that if you're really a sports fan or a Candy Crush fan. You wouldn't want to break your concentration. But I got to thinking about, for a student point of view, you could be looking up something as a source in Google while you're taking your notes and cut and paste for better understanding, so that while you're making a preparation for a presentation, you could be pulling a picture and just pasting it in over there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking, that's pretty incredible. Things that you do on a laptop, you can now do on your phone.
And tell me what you were telling me about the SD card as far as the Samsung Galaxy is concerned.
Well, the Samsung Galaxy has expandable memory by using a micro SD card, which means that you can load music, pictures, you know, things, anything that you'd put on an SD card, you can just keep popping those in and out. Let's say you're on a trip. You don't have to save all your pictures. You don't have to shoot them to the cloud. You just pop another card in there, or pop that card out, load it to your computer, load it to the cloud, and then you're done. And Lord knows the screen is bigger on that, the phone unit, that you're going to be taking some fantastic pictures because it's just so bitch. It's like an inch bigger than the iPhone.
Now, as we were talking before we got started with this, I was a little bit confused, as I tend to be with things having to do with technology, in that there's been some publicity about a Samsung product that is like a wristwatch. And I was conflating these two or confusing the two, but there is some relationship between the two you were telling me.
Yeah, from what I understand, this the wristwatch needs to run off of a phone. And so it's not a standalone computer. If it were a standalone computer, there'd be one on this wrist. And I think one of the technologies that's going to move fast, now, Apple came out with the iWatch type rumor about a year ago, and I heard another rumor that says they're just going to scrap it. And I think I found the reason why. The reason why is this last week, just this last week, there's a developer that's come up with a flexible paper-thin screen that would allow you to do wraparound. Now, the advantageous thing about that is for anybody that's ever dropped their iPhone or iPad and broken the glass in it, or any kind of tablet or any kind of phone, that's what typically screws you up, is this is unbreakable. But you can imagine being able to wrap a bracelet that has data flowing on it right around your wrist. Now, that's going to be the next big thing with the watches.
Okay, Rick Miller. Rick is going to check in with us from time to time about technology and set me straight. So, Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this
always
morning.
Always fun. Keep it hot.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.